Okay, shall we take our seats and get started? Welcome to our Singapore meeting, everybody, and welcome to those who have joined us in the room and online. I think we're just expecting one or two more members of the team, but why don't we just get started? Have you all got... Okay. Yeah, so the bridge is open for Lutz and Kathy. I think Kathy's going to join us until midday our time. For those who aren't aware, because there was a question mark over the over Kathy's continued role in the group, she wasn't able to join us, but I'm very pleased to say that her role has been confirmed, that she will be continuing with us. So this is the agenda that we have, the draft agenda. It's quite detailed, but perhaps I think that thinking about our overall goals for this week, and based on our one-to-one calls that we had over the last month, I think that generally we would like to have a sense that we are moving forward with drafting the report, and that's the first item on the agenda. I think the other thing that would be useful for us to do today is to think quite carefully about the outreach meetings we have this week and what we're going to get out of each one of them and which areas of the issues paper is going to be most useful and most relevant to the different stakeholders that we meet. And then I think that we've also all talked at various stages about thinking about the composition of the sub-teams that we've been in and revisiting that as we go forward. Okay, so this is confessional time. Has anybody actually written the draft bits of the report that we all promised we'd arrive with? Can I make a suggestion, which is that while we're all here thinking about who is, it would be really good to leave this room today with something concrete. And I was wondering whether what you think of the idea of taking an hour and a half now, and just getting something on paper from each of those sub-teams. Shall I remind you what it was supposed to be?
Emily, in looking at the outline, one of the questions I had is that, for instance, for the consumer sub-team, we've proposed this consumer research, and we're waiting to get the budget approval. And I really don't know what more we could say at this point in time. I've started putting together notes and organizing information so that we can put an RFP together very quickly. And I have a list of companies that I think would be qualified. But other than that, I'm just not sure what we could contribute.
Can I just give an idea of what I think we were heading for? Is that we're now moving into the stage we've issued the discussion paper, which is really trying to get people to think about the substantive questions, you know, the sort of meaty issues around who is, what's working, what isn't working, what needs to be clarified, what doesn't. The work that we've done up to date has been very much preliminary in nature. We've tried to define these terms. We've then got some feedback on our definitions from the public comment. And really, I think that it's absolutely right that the consumer trust group, also the law enforcement group, you've got work in progress or you're waiting on decisions. However, I think that what we were hoping to do was to just get some of that early definitional work written up So on the consumer trust, what did we go out in the, on the consumer definitions, what did we go out in the public comment with? How do we get to that? And then what did people say to us, and what are we doing as a result? It's just that very simple step through, and the same with law enforcement definition, the same with applicable laws, and so on. And for those who are looking at the inventory of policy, it's very much the writing up, the putting together the narrative to go with the slides that we saw last time. I'm just aware that because we're all busy in our working lives, and we will also be busy here at ICANN once we leave this room today, that the chances of getting some quality time to just devote ourselves to writing up the stuff is not, you know, it's not a great big piece of work. It's actually very much writing up and pulling together things that are already written, that it might be a good use of time now to just do that. Does anybody...
I think the only other predicament is having just issued this discussion paper, that we don't yet have comments back from that. And I certainly have strong enough opinions of my own that I'd be happy to go ahead and write up, you know, my views on both applicable laws and consumers, but then I feel like I might end up having to revise that substantially. So that's why I feel a little bit awkward trying to tackle it right now.
Can I just clarify that what... Sorry, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. this is Bill Smith, if we're supposed to announce ourselves or not for the remote people. I share some of Lynn's concerns. I've also been doing a fair amount of thinking about... I know, it's hard to believe that I can do that. But one of the things that has struck me in the past few weeks, we absolutely need to solicit, obtain, and analyze the comment that we get from the various constituencies, take it into account. But I believe in the end, we are and are expected to be an independent review team. So our opinions do count. I'm not saying they count more than what others might be saying, but it's our job to take in whatever input we get from whatever source we get, and to make a determination both individually and as a group. So I think we actually can go ahead and start on some of these things. I think. If we have an outline of the final paper, we could go in and perhaps fill in, if nothing else, some detail and some bullet items, get maybe some quick consensus on some things at least. There are a number of outstanding issues, like what is the board doing with our request? It's been 2 months now, right? Something like that, at least 6 weeks. Personally, I believe that alone should go into the report. That fact, right, that we submit a request and it takes this long to get stuff back. And we don't have to say anything but that. Report it as a fact. We can choose to comment on it. I certainly have a comment on it, but we don't need to. We can just list some of those things. And I think there are other things like that that we could... we could put down. Another one for me is generally sort of the lack of kind of clarity, I'll say, around what the policy, what the WHOIS policy is. The fact we spent, I think, months really kind of, you know, working with staff and others and trying to find the thread of what policy is. I would hope we might be able to agree that, you know, that's kind of an issue, right? That there's no clear place or even small set of places to go to find out what the policy is. That's problematic for anybody who's doing a review or attempting to figure out, you know, for whatever reason, what policy is. So I think there's some things like that I hope we could get agreement on. We might be able to flesh some of the this out, and then I think we should just highlight the areas where, well, we can't make a lot of progress here.
Thank you, both of you. Peter, do you want to?
It's Peter here speaking. Sorry for the remote people. I agree with a lot of what Bill has said. I think our opinions do count, and with what Linda said, certainly I have some at least preliminary views on some of these issues. And I think, as Bill said, a lot of these we've already talked around, and some of the issues I think are pretty clear to us. For example, as Bill said, you know, like the lack of clear policy, like a clear place we can look, and so on, and we may well be able to come to a rough consensus position on that relatively easily. I'm sort of wondering whether it would be, and I'll just put this out there, more useful to break into little groups and try and actually draft text, or whether it might be better to stay as a coordinated group and see if the large group, and see if we can agree on some areas of consensus in the group, and actually use our time while we're face-to-face to come to that, and then we can draft text later, potentially. I mean, I'm completely open to that, but it seems that there are potentially some areas where we could almost agree that we've got an approach and put down some ideas. I mean, whether we could actually come to something, we could consider options for what we might be able to suggest in these areas even.
Thank you. Does anyone want to comment? Kim? Did you want... Oh, you're just waving. Can I just clarify what I was talking about, which is, do you remember this document, which was the outline report that was going around months ago? Okay? Now, I'll just remind us of there's executive summary. Well, that's going to be the last thing that's been written. Introduction, you know, will write itself. There's a background, which is a very short summary of the history of the WHOIS to date, which I think that is a writing project for somebody at some other point. The bit that I wanted us to have written up is actually just covering off our work to date on the definitions and the public comment, which is our section 5 here. So it's headed up definitions. What do the terms contained in the AOC mean, I think? And what, you know, which is law enforcement, applicable laws, consumer, including producers, maintainers, etc., and consumer trust. Now, so just to clarify, Lynn, your point, absolutely. There's no point in us writing up, you know, our full narrative and our analysis on what's wrong and what needs to change, because we've just actually published something asking people to help us with that. However, the feedback in one-to-ones from several of you was that you would feel a lot more comfortable if we had at least some text of our final report happening. And when we discussed this in our calls, we all agreed with that. And so my proposal is that we just briefly spend some time today writing up the definitions and stuff, and then move on to what you were suggesting, and that was also another suggestion in our one-to-one calls, which is, can we use this coordination session to just brainstorm where we think we're going on some of the big issues? I think that would be a very useful use of our time. Peter?
I entirely agree we should focus. I'd quite like to focus on getting some substantive movement forward too. Just to add to the previous comments about focusing on the definitions, like one thing that I've noted and I just mentioned, I was briefly discussing with Sharon, is we've started to get some input back from the law enforcement paper, and one issue that seems to be coming up, certainly in the feedback I've got and I gather from Sharon as well, is commentary on the law enforcement definition. So, I mean, that's useful, but it will make it difficult as well, because we haven't got all our feedback to write up something on law enforcement definition. So to build on my suggestion before, perhaps we could look at just a different part of the report. Could we actually start to look at a substantive, fleshy part of the report which deals with issues, and see if we can figure out a way forward on those?
So I'd actually offer along those lines. Yeah, this is Bill. And that would be to pull from the discussion paper, which we spent a considerable amount of time on,
the section that is titled background and just pull that and place it into the report as, and this is draft only, right? But just as something that says here's a placeholder for a background discussion. And if there are other pieces of that discussion paper that we could pull, as is, without modification, given the amount of time we spent on it, we might begin to flesh out a paper. I'd also be happy if we added notes in places where we might still have some disagreement, but it would at least give us, you know, a little bit of flesh in the paper. I, too, am concerned with the definitions, not so much law enforcement, though there may be issues there, but I don't believe we've come anywhere near consensus on consumer trust. I still believe we should be defining the term consumer trust, and we should not be defining consumer. It makes no sense in this discussion. It's just a way for us to remain divided. But that's my opinion.
Susan, did you want to come in?
I would agree with Bill on the, we haven't decided on the consumer or consumer trust definition. I mean, that was definitely something we spent a lot of time on in San Francisco, but I think we had a room divided, and I think it's going to take some more talk. The other thing, and actually I meant to work on this and only started and didn't get anywhere, but in the IPC call, one of the recommendations was that someone needed to sort of diagram, do a flow chart on where the who is policies are. And because, you know, I've read all of those many times, but I'm still confused. But if maybe we took even a half hour to say this part of this policy exists here and give it a label and put it on a board somewhere and sort of whiteboard it and go, and then this, you know, actually do a flow chart and see all the moving pieces on, because I do feel like they're not very connected, the policies. So, and I thought maybe with the whole group we'd get farther than, because I started going through it and went, I'm just so lost.
James, I've got a question for you on that.
James.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. We're just sort of thinking about how to use our time best today. And Susan's suggestion, many people, I'm glad it's other people as well, seem to be confused about where the policy is and how all the bits fit together. And the suggestion made in the IPC call is that we somehow diagram or bring it together in some way that makes sense to people. Would you feel able to help us with that because of your work that you did on policy?
Yeah, absolutely. Can get that started. But I would never presume to raise my hand and say it was an exhaustive list of all of those policies. And I don't think anyone, even including ICANN staff, would be willing to say that. So, but yeah, I can get that started.
Okay. Peter?
I entirely agree with Susan's suggestion. I think that's a really useful thing to do. And to build on what Bill has said, potentially as a useful way forward, as he said, like we did finesse our issues paper text quite substantially. One way to start work on drafting the report may be to, as Bill said, put the background text in the background. We could possibly do the same with other parts of our issues paper, put that text in simply as placeholder starting points, and then brainstorm what else needs to be in these sections. You know, need to insert some notes from the feedback we've received from such and such, need to put in comments we received from this stakeholder in a face-to-face, and actually flesh out the skeleton, and then potentially go away and fill in the gaps in the drafting when we're away from here, so that we've got some agreement on what needs to be in there, and filling in the gaps is a little bit easier. I guess I'm a bit sensitive to this because having just had a drafting exercise yesterday looking at actual text with the GAC, it can sometimes be very time-consuming when you're actually writing stuff down, but getting agreement on what needs to be there and what are the key points we need to hit and so on could be a useful way to go. We could potentially walk out of here with a skeleton and then just someone needs to flesh out the paragraphs.
I like that approach, Peter, because that kind of relieves my concern that we would be going ahead and making conclusions prematurely, and that's what I was worried about. But I feel very comfortable if we go ahead that way.
Bill?
Sure, this is Bill. Peter's comment made me, and I agree with what Peter is saying, reminded me of something that I had forgotten, another senior moment of mine. Basically, I would like us to get back to respond in some way, at least quasi-formally, to all of the input that we have received. Okay, it's something I as a relative newcomer to ICANN, feel is missing in the process here. Requests go out for people to provide comments. They come in, staff summarizes, and then you never know what happened. So in other organizations I participate in where public comment is requested, especially specifications, there will be a column, right? This was received, this suggested edit, whatever, this was the disposition. And it could all be, you know, in red, ignored, or no. But at least people who submitted will say, oh, well, you know, at least they thought to respond, to tell me what had happened. And I think that would be a good thing for ICANN to start doing institutionally.
Thank you, Bill. And that actually highlights one of the recommendations of the ATRT. And I'm seeing quite a lot of kind of nodding around the table. It also, I think, bringing together all of the discussions, Olof?
just briefly to respond to Bill's comment. Indeed, what we do for the new GTLD, and you perhaps followed that, of the public comments on the new GTLD, we do a thorough analysis of all the various topics that are addressed, all the comments on that, and what actions are we take for the subsequent version of the draft applicant guide rule. So, yes, we do that. It is not in the same for all kind of public comment period. That's true.
Thank you. I think that the plan that I had hatched in my own brain to leave this room with some draft text, I can actually see from what you're saying to me that many of these issues are still moving targets and that it would be premature to write them up. However, the idea of lifting placeholder text, both from our issues paper, as some of you have suggested, and probably from our previous public comment and our scope, we can do. So, and I think that we can probably whip through the latest thing, the issues paper, together and just highlight where we might have some text that could be useful. Bill's point about how are we going to respond to public comments does actually feed into the agenda item 1A, and maybe even if we can't write up our bits of the report, which I was keen to do, perhaps we can have members of each of those sub-teams who would be willing to take us through the comments received and what you decided to do about them or not. Okay? Does that... I've got at least one fearful, hunted look from my left here. Do you want to have a few moments to review the comments with that in mind and then come back and report to the big group? I think that, can I just say, so that's one thing which I think we can usefully do is get a shared understanding of what the public comments said on each of the definitions and our initial response, and then we can kick that around. Yes, I think I'm hearing that we're ready to really start to brainstorm several things. So there's the where are the different bits of the policy contained? I think we could do a useful session on that, which is actually not on the agenda, but I think would be useful while we're all physically together. The other thing that I think I heard is we are ready now to start to kick around our initial views on what the problems are. Yes, we put out our issues paper, we're waiting to hear back, but I think that we now are embedded enough in our various areas of this subject to start to do this. And the final thing is to try and dig into this issue of consumer trust, which we started in San Francisco, is a difficult one, and therefore we do need to spend more time on it. So does that sound like the things that if we went away from today feeling like this was time well spent, would those be useful to have done? And I think the other thing that I've heard from various people is, let's think about what we're doing this week in terms of outreach, what each of those groups can tell us about, why we're actually talking to each of these groups, what we want to get out of that session, and how we're going to record and work on the feedback we get. Because certainly one of my learnings from San Francisco was that I had several very good and useful conversations, but apart from my own notes about them, I can't really, you know, bring it all together. So I think we need to be a bit more structured in the way we approach that. I know that everybody's a bit tired. So what I suggest we do first is break into the small groups for 20 minutes or so and just review the public comment and work out what you're going to feedback to the whole group on what you accept, what you reject. And that will start to build up our response to the public comment. Then I think the next thing that we should do is to revisit policy and try and work out what goes where. Yeah? I think that's enough information for one time. Does anybody... So can we do that? Just go into our small groups, work on the public comment, and then come back, be prepared to feedback at 10 o'clock. James, did you want to say?
Yeah, just a quick question. So the discussion about policy... will be as the whole group, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just as a teaser, we are prepared. The implementation sub-team has done some slides to take us through on the inventory of compliance activities as we understand it so far. So that's another thing that we will all be doing together.
And I suggest an alternative schedule then, and that is we just put the document up and start pulling text in. It'll get us going, right? If nothing else, and you know, perhaps we'll get some consensus around things, establish. And I think we are working very well as a group right now. And I think just getting the ball moving and doing things would be a good thing. So, I was sitting here saying, I think your idea is good, Emily, but I'm like, okay, practically, how do I sit in three different places at the same time? That's a detail. You know.
How are we going to do this? Now, this has been hanging around for more than a month. How are we going to respond to the public comment? So, if we're not going to do it now, please can we have a plan that actually we do? Bill?
So, again, I would suggest we either do the
pull some text in right now for 15 or 20 minutes, half an hour. My suggestion is we give ourselves a break so we can each go back and review the comments, refresh our minds. I'll give us all the benefit of the doubt to say that we've read it already, and now we just need to refresh our minds about what the comments are, and that we come back, and we may need to do it as a group since we're all on so many, you know, different teams, and hopefully we could be relatively quick with what we think and come to agreement. And if not, we may... My suggestion is for us to work on those things that we can reach agreement on quickly and agree to stuff and push some of the harder stuff to the end.
All right. I suggest then we have a longer lunch break in which we refamiliarize ourselves with the comments and be prepared to return first thing after lunch and have a group discussion on those. Okay. Right. So this... I think that we'll go to agenda item 3 then, which is the final report sections, and just slightly finesse what we decided to do with what I think we want to do now, and just get the proposed report outline up there on the screen and start to flesh out what could go under the various headings. And then we'll start to feel like we have a sense of progress. Okay. Alice, would you mind getting that? I don't think, unless anybody wants to argue with me, that we can really do very much under sections 1 and 2 at the moment.
This bill, again, not a way to argue, but I actually think the introduction on the who is that's in the discussion paper contains a fair amount of useful information for those somewhere in those sections. And it's information we debated pretty heavily and, you know, could go in there. I don't think we have anything about, you know, conclusions reached, suggestions, or anything like that. And I'm not saying it would remain as is, but it is a good introduction to the topic, I believe.
Okay, that's a proposal to put in the first paragraph. Have we all got the... you should actually have a hard copy of the outline paper, the discussion paper. So we're now looking at the first page... Sorry, this page 2 of that... Under introduction, who is review? That's your recommendation, Bill, that we put in that initial paragraph, what, under introduction?
I'd actually pull in the entire, the section that's titled who is review.
Mm-hmm.
Either into the executive section summary or the introduction. If the introduction is setting out the structure of the paper, no. But as an executive summary, it lays out for someone who has never read or knows nothing about who is, what this report is going to be about, with modifications to the text, but I'm not suggesting those now.
Yeah.
Tenses would need to be changed, things like that.
Yeah.
But it sets out, here's what this team is about, why mm-hmm. it was constituted, right? And then we could add sections are out, here's what we did, rough conclusions, read below for the, the details.
Okay. Anyone object?
Just a quick question. I mean, I thought these topics are just all part of the introduction, and they're just subcategories within the introduction, right? So I'm not exactly sure what Bill is proposing.
I think Bill is suggesting that the 1, 2, 3 paragraphs and bullet points contained under the subject "Who is review" be inserted into executive summary as a placeholder.
Yes. And that's not a complete executive summary. I'm just suggesting it as potentially the, you know, something like
but
the first paragraph.
It's a nice description of what this is about.
Exactly.
We will do that. And then the other suggestion that I heard while Alice is figuring out the how to actually make it happen is the background on who is section was suggested as a placeholder for our paragraph 3 in the final report. Thank you, James.
I'm sorry, but Kathy is raising her hand at the end of the...
I'm sorry, I'm not... Kathy, please go ahead and welcome.
Too many things to follow at once. I apologize. Out here in the Netherlands. Hello, everybody.
Kathy, just to say, I'm not following the Adobe room as I'm chairing it. So I'm going to ask one of the other members of the team, or perhaps Alice, to let me know if your hand is up. So apologies for skipping you.
Oh, no, my hand just went up, and thank you so much. I can also just, let you know verbally as well. I'll do both. I just wanted to double-check the format that's going on, that we're just kind of plugging in some text from the discussion paper into the report, but at some point we're going to assign that to teams to flesh out further. Do I have that right?
That's exactly my understanding, Kathy, and in fact, I'm glad you're on the line because I think that this, what we're trying to do is to leave the room with a sense that we've started work on the final report, which was one of my anxieties is too strong a word, but one of the things that I wanted to achieve, one of my goals. Thank you. A very sensible suggestion, given how hard we worked some of this text in the discussion paper, was that we could usefully pop it in as a placeholder. Okay?
Fantastic. Thank you.
I've got Peter now.
Thanks for the background and regards to everyone.
It's just a quick logistics question. The report outline, could someone send that to me electronically or a hard copy so I could have a look? Thanks.
Okay. How are you doing, Alice? Is it... if we do this thing of putting the text into from one document into another, is that going to be doable? So just to let you know, Kathy, we're just getting the documents up on the screen to cut and paste. And Michael's just joined us. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Okay, I think that's now done. Thank you very much, Alice. Can we now move on to the para? I'm assuming that the introduction is just going to be this is how the paper's structured, right? Background,
the suggestion was that we just simply lift the background and history from this paper, which seems a good idea. James?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Is there anyone, or just besides me, getting older that can't read that from here?
Oh, no, okay. I can't read it at all, but okay. Everyone else could.
Yeah, so that's why I was just... Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I was ready to move.
James, I couldn't see it here, so...
Thank you, Ellis.
So this is, Alice, this is paragraph 3. Oh. Can we add in the background on who is from the discussion paper? In here. So that we could have a look at that. The section starting "Who is a protocol" and ending "The review team will take account of these issues when developing its recommendations." Yeah. Okay, the next section is methodology. Any suggestions for what might go in there, Peter?
I could take a quick stab at a few things which we might want to pop in there. We could say that the review team met face-to-face on X dates and held regular teleconferences to discuss issues. The review team met face-to-face with segments of the community on such and such a dates. You know, this to be filled in later. The review team issued a paper on definitions and scope on such and such a date, issues paper on such and such a date. We could potentially reference our responses to feedback that we've got. We should mention the law enforcement paper. What else, I guess? We
might also...
consumer
revisit
research.
Our outreach plan, actually, which might have some wording
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, that could be it, yeah.
So Lynn and then Bill, thank you very much.
And then we can also just make a simple statement that even the composition of our review team represents the constituencies across ICANN. So it's another aspect of...
I'm seeing nods for that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nods of agreement, that is. Bill?
Yeah, I agree with both what Peter and Lynn have said. Because I think we are truly a good representation of the multi-stakeholder model. I think it would be good to note that some of the difficulties we might have had, not specifically, but just say that, make mention of the fact that the multi-stakeholder model brings together lots of people with lots of different opinions, perhaps agendas, whatever. But that, and to finish with, and we have found a way to work through it, through those, and to reach consensus. Because I personally believe we have found a way to work together. It may not have always been easy, but we are doing it. And that, I think, it's important that we send a message to the community about that.
Thank you, Michael.
I would also like to mention that here that there was a support by ICANN staff. And the documents they provided us and the opinions that they also helped us to develop.
Thank you. Bill?
Yeah, I think we should note the excellent support that we had. Okay.
Aaron?
I think it's worth mentioning, as well as the difficulties of different viewpoints, the difficulties of our different geographies. and the fact that trying to talk to each other about an issue when you're 12 hours apart and you're getting up and the conference calls, not everyone could attend, and that has delayed progress to an extent. So I think that's worthy of mention.
Thank you. Any more for any more under this? That's filling out very nicely. So we've got teleconferences, face-to-face meetings, and this is just shorthand for a description of the dates that we met. Bill, then Peter.
Okay, sorry. Quick thing on that is we may want to have, as an example, our action plan as an appendix or something, and we just reference it from here to say, here it is, go see that. Here's this, go see that.
And we might want to just review our action plan to see, as I certainly haven't looked at it for a while. I've got Peter Sharon.
So one thing I think that it just a sort of detail that may be missing is our proposed consumer research. We probably should have a reference to that. And the other thing, I guess, is the way that part of this might be a question for me, but I think the way that we're working is to, and we could flesh this out a little bit in the methodology session, is to have an iterative approach to our consultation, so we're building from one thing to the next. So our issues paper identifies our issues of concern, and then based on the feedback from stakeholders and our own thinking, we'll then issue a draft report for comment, and then from that we will refine and so on, so that we give the community the sense that our methodology is one of coming to interim, taking in feedback and making an iterative approach. Yeah.
Did we capture that, the sense of iterative approach? Iterative rather than intuitive? I think that the iterative approach is more about the entire approach, as I understand it, rather than part of the consumer research. So I've got Sharon and then Sarmad.
I just wanted to make sure that we'd included our questionnaires that we sent out, and we should probably put those in appendices. I don't think that's there specifically.
Sarmad, please.
Yes, I think the scope of work and what we want to achieve must come before the methodology. Mm-hmm. So methodology should be clear. Well, before we get into the methodology, we should be clear what we're aiming to achieve.
Thank you, Sarmad. I'm seeing around the table people agreeing with you on that. So are you suggesting that scope of work, in fact, be a cut-and-paste job above methodology as a heading in its own right? Yeah? Peter?
I've just got the draft, just noticed in the proposed report outline that the previous proposal was to put statement of scope in the background. I guess we don't have that seeing as we just... So it may well be before methodology, whether we need a separate heading separate from the background.
Actually, it looks like the first paragraphs of the introduction, as they now are actually from the scope of work itself. Does that sound familiar to any of our drafters?
Yeah, this is Bill. I agree with Sarmad that we should have scope somewhere. I also think, though, we might want to, in the report, indicate we spent a fair amount of time figuring out what our scope was. It isn't something that was handed to us. And that, I think, generally should be some of what we let people know is these review teams, at least the first ones, are spending a lot of time figuring out what it is they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to do it, lots of things. And we might choose to make a suggestion at the end of that. But I know some people I've talked to are wondering what we're doing. We have been working pretty hard, in my opinion. And
so
it's really, a lot of it has been figuring out what is it we're doing and how do we do it.
Okay, so why don't we take that scope of work suggestion and put, can I suggest a subheading a heading before methodology, with scope of work, and that we that this section is actually just as much a description of how we got to our scope of work. Making the point that there was no scope of work handed to us, and that that our first task was to create that, and then we consulted on it. Is this sounding like it's overlapping with the methodology a bit? Should it, Peter?
This may be an iterative thing as well, working through, but I'm looking forward to the section after methodology, which is the definitions and what do the terms contained in our scope mean. So I guess one of the things that Bill's referring to when we spent a fair bit of time figuring out what our scope was figuring out what the various words meant as well. So I'm not sure I have a solution, but we have potentially an overlap across all three sections. It does say the suggestion by Sarmad to put scope before methodology makes some sense to me, though. So potentially, I guess if we talk about our definitions before methodology, we're sort of potentially jumping the gun because part of our methodology was to consult on the definitions. So I just put that out there. There is issues. I'll see if I can think of a solution.
I've got
Emily.
Bill. So should we go to Lynn and then Bill?
I was just going to say under scope that one of the things we all came to agreement on is that it's not our not in our scope to change who is policy. And I know we had a lot of discussion on that. And as in San Francisco, when we met with different groups, we clarified that we did not intend to propose changes to policy, that we were evaluating the effectiveness of the implementation of the current policy. And so it makes sense then that we had to examine what is the current policy. But I think that point definitely needs to be noted under scope.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the scope is not making or changing policy.
Bill?
Sure, this is Bill. I was going to suggest on some of the, are we overlapping and things like that perhaps we just put comments in the sections at this point to say we're not sure where this goes, but basically some of this content we think belongs somewhere and we need to figure that out.
I think we're in the zone at the moment, so let's just throw everything into it, and then we can always take things out later on. But I think it's a good flag to raise right now that it's going to be quite a job to finesse the flow in this early part, so that we're not repeating things. So we just flag that. Does anybody have any other suggestions on the scope? We did put it out for public comment, didn't we? Did we receive any comments on them? Could you remind me? Just for those who look like they're feeling like I'm feeling, should we have coffee at 10:30?
Emily, I have my hand raised.
Please go ahead, Kathy.
First, thank you for whoever was able to get the editing up on the Adobe screen. That's great. Much appreciated. I like this idea of the scope discussion. In the comments section, I wrote in a few notes that maybe, I like your idea, Emily, of throwing things right now, at the report that so that we don't forget something we might want to think about later. So some of the thoughts that I put in are the process that we came to in coming up with our scope, because I really agree with Bill. We spent a lot of time on that, and we should be telling people how we got to what we got to, assuming that people who are reading the final report may not have read the comments. Those who have should see that we're being responsive, but those who haven't should also kind of see the whole cycle of what we've been doing. So in terms of scope, we met in London. We had the wonderful meeting at SOCA where we talked with Larry Strickling, a drafter of the materials. We'd also talked to Rod prior to that. Let me go back up. We talked extensively among ourselves. We reached out to the community. And while I don't remember written comments on the scope, I do remember comments in our discussions with the community in San Francisco, and that there were questions, as Lynn remembers, you know, questions about what our scope was and what we were doing, and you know, some back and forth in some of those discussion times. So I think laying that all out is a great idea.
Thank you, Kathy. So your suggestion is that we recall in the section on scope that we discussed scope at some, you know, in some detail with during our outreach to the community in the San Francisco meeting, something like that.
As well as in the London meeting.
As well as in the London meeting. Sorry, yes, and you made the point that we actually arranged to have a call with Larry Strickling in order to understand the Department of Commerce's objectives in relation to this when they signed it. I think we also invited Rod, as representing the other signatory of the AOC, to explain ICANN's objectives in this regard. I'm not sure whether that ever happened. Does anyone remember? Yes, he was. Yeah. Bill.
Yeah, this is Bill. Yes, we tried to meet with him, but were unable to. And I don't know if he was available at the on the call with Department of Commerce or not. I don't think he was available then.
But he also felt that let me get off speaker. He also felt that Rod also expressed to me in an email or something that he felt he had shared a lot of his thoughts in some of those initial meetings that he had shared that went when he was chairing before we elected Emily.
Yep, I agree, because before he had Michael join the team, Rod actually chaired the calls, and I remember one call in particular where he went round the group and asked each of us our expectations and what we felt the objective should be. And I don't actually recall if he said what his thoughts were, but I know we did have discussion on it.
I think that's fair. Peter, you wanted to come in?
Just some additional potential things for the scope of work. I recall that in the issues paper or discussion paper that we put out, we mentioned some thinking that we'd done about things which were potentially outside of our scope. So I think we may have considered whether internationalization of the protocol, you know, questions about a new protocol, those kinds of things. And to flesh out Lynn's point, it may be worthwhile expanding that that we're not making policy section a little bit to explain the environment that we're working in, so that there is a policy making body within ICANN, and given the sort of the policy and its implementation and, you know, the issues that we've been dealing with finding it there, that there are if we were to make recommendations, we would be potentially asking someone else to look at policy. We would be looking at documents which are between contracted parties and so on, so that we're working in an interesting environment in terms of, if we do make some recommendations, the team is sensitized to, you know, how they could possibly be implemented or taken forward. And the other thing we might want to mention is the ongoing studies as well, because we're aware that we're also playing in an environment that's potential, like a moving field. So there are studies and work going on within the community on this whilst we're doing this work.
Yes, thank you. Anyone else? Lynn?
Down on the scope, Alice, if you could scroll down a little bit. Let me see. Yeah. under evaluating effectiveness of current policy, just as a suggestion, because in my own work I do a lot of policy reviews, standard elements there when you're looking at effectiveness of policy is you look at, is the policy clear, is it enforced, and is it communicated? So those are like three components of a policy review. And is it communicated to all the relevant parties?
I certainly think that's a good suggestion, but is that the way we've been modelling our work? If that is our scope, have we, as our methodology, been around establishing those three things? I'll just ask the question.
I think it's a good question. I don't think at this point that's been our approach, but in describing the scope, and that we did agree our scope was to evaluate the effectiveness of policy, I'm just suggesting that, again, with this being a placeholder, those are things to think about as we go forward.
Salma, did you want to come in? Anybody else? Bill? Peter. Salmad, Bill, Peter.
Okay. So a couple of things. First of all, I think all the points which are up there are quite important, but they're not really talking about the scope of work. It's more like how we got to the scope of work, or so that could probably go into background context or introduction. Scope of work should actually focus on what we're aiming to do, which is eventually covered in the methodology. Just a thought here.
Perhaps we could address that, just a suggestion, by having a kind of two subheadings saying how we got there and a statement of the scope, so that we do have one clean statement of the scope that anybody wants to have a look at. Okay, next on my list, Bill.
Sure. I wanted just to agree with both Sharon and Lynn. I'm not sure we, in working on our scope or the work we did it necessarily in the way Lynn proposes, but I absolutely think that is what we need to do at some point is, you know, is it clear? Is it communicated? Right? And is it enforced? Because that's what you're supposed to do with policies.
I think that actually we haven't said it to ourselves in such a punchy way, but in fact, if I can calm us all down, we are looking at the policy. We have actually said, well, let's look at the policy, and I'm sure that the implicit question is there, is it clear? We are looking, our scope is about the extent to which the policy is effective. Part of that is describing the way it's enforced, and the communication, I think, is a new issue, but one which I see chiming around this room. But I think it is a very good point, Sharon, to say, you know, that's good, but we haven't actually really incorporated that so far. But Peter, please.
I'll be very brief because you've kind of said what I wanted to say, Emily, but I would further defend ourselves just having a look at having had a look at the discussion paper. Two of our three main headings in the discussion paper are clarity of policy and ICANN's enforcement. So, and I think that communication is a interesting thing to draw out from that, because, I mean, those two things together, communication can be a subset of those. Like, is the policy clear? And part of that, in my mind, is making sure that people also know about it. And the communication is also a key part of enforcement. Like, it's very difficult to enforce things if it's not out there and communicated. So, but I think drawing the communication out as an explicit separate thing actually may add some clarity to our thinking on the clarity of policy and enforcement side of things as well. So I think we've done some of it, and the more we add to this, I think the sharper our points will become. So,
Thank you all. Any more
comments on scope. Could Alice, could we just capture the idea of the Salmad's idea of the two sort of subheadings that we actually describe the we have a statement of the scope itself and then a kind of how we got there. Oh, sorry, you did already. And there was one thing, I'm not sure that I see it, one of the points Peter raised earlier about some of the issues that we're talking about involve contracted parties and we're not privy to those contracts. So that makes the review, you know, just gives an extra angle to the review. Sorry, was that a different point you...
But maybe a slight tweak on the point. I think I'm not sure that we're not privy to, but I think the point is much like that we have a GNSO that makes policy. The contractual documents, to the extent that they're policy or implementation of policy or whatever, are between contracted parties, and we need to be sensitive to when we're formulating our recommendations, what we're going to suggest in the framework that. You know, we need to be aware that people make policy, that some of the things that we may want to comment are in contract, in documents which are between contracted parties and so on. We just need to be sensitized to the framework, and I think that's influenced our thinking in terms of methodology and scope and so on.
Thank you all. That's a very interesting and helpful signpost for when we come to do this. Susan?
Am I too noisy down here, Susan?
This is Susan. Actually, it's a comment on our methodology on the face-to-face meetings, and I don't think we really did. We sort of did this at the San Francisco meeting, but we didn't. We met with a lot of different parties at the meeting, but didn't really come up with consensus on what information we came out of those meetings with. You know, I have some notes. I think everybody has a few notes, but I think this time, I think we should definitely, I can take notes at each of those times, but I think we also need to agree, because I may have walked out of a meeting thinking, okay, this should be our focus, but somebody else may have interpreted that differently.
I think that that's very much something that I learned from the previous discussion. I think that... we will be having our follow-up meeting this week, which is something that we've introduced as a result, and I hope that we can use that time together to just go through the meetings we've had and go, okay, so what are the key points that we took from all of these? And I'm proposing to spend some time later today to tee us up for those meetings as well and say, okay, so what is this group going to bring to our issues paper and what do we want to particularly focus on with each one? Okay, so can we leave scope of work and methodology for now? And go on to definition. Bill?
Sure. Point of order. We said we were going to break at 10, didn't we?
10. No, not so fast. 10:30.
Oh.
Are we flagging?
No. But I may need to take a nap.
Okay. Shall we see how we do? We'll make a start on the definitions, because I've got an idea here that we can go back to our call for public comment on those definitions. Just put the introductory text that we work quite hard on in that call for public comment. Which will help us introduce them, and then we'll obviously have to have placeholders for what we got back and what we did as a result.
Sorry. At the risk of being disruptive. Perhaps on the definitions, once we come to an agreement, perhaps on the definitions, we could send them back to the Department of Commerce and to ICANN, the board, and say, is this what you meant? They are the parties that agreed to this.
and we are attempting to interpret it. And we need to know what they intended and to say yes or no and for them to comment back to us. Because what the affirmation of commitments is a promise from those two parties. It is a covenant. It says, here are the things ICANN is going to do. This is what the Department of Commerce and the United States government is going to do, things that we see. There are a set of principles, etc. And that is sitting up there for the world to see, the internet community to see.
Reactions?
This is just a preliminary reaction, I guess. One was, I think we asked this question of Larry Strickling on when we were in our London meeting, and from my recollection is that his view was it would be up to us to decide what the terms meant. And following from that, I guess the AOC says that ICANN will establish a review to do these things, but as we've said before, we've been set up to conduct that review, and to some extent, I think it would fall to us to decide what these terms meant. And I also note that we did put our definitions out for public comment, and there would have been the opportunity for the contracted parties to discuss those with us if they had wanted. That's just preliminary thinking. I'm not saying it's necessarily something we shouldn't do, but I think it is potentially in our ballpark, and we have consulted publicly on them. There has been the opportunity for feedback. So,
thank you, Michael.
I mostly agree with Peter. There is a real science how the definitions should be somehow interpreted, and there could be opinions of the legal experts, of the independent experts from the public comment, etc., etc. And the proposal to ask for the opinion of both the board and the Department of Commerce is good, but only in case if they really give us the feedback and the feedback coincide. Because if they have different opinions on any of such definitions, then it will be a problem. So I would rather mention here on the definitions that there could be different opinions how it can be interpreted, etc. But our position, based on both the expert views and the public comment, that such understanding of these definitions is the best for the purpose of our work. So for the purpose of who is a review team, this definition is like that. We can assume that for other purposes it can seem strange or too wide or too maybe too short, but for us it's okay. Like that.
Sorry, I have Kim first and then Lynn.
I completely agree with Peter's comments and actually with Michael's comments as well. I don't think, I mean, first of all, during our scope discussion, we certainly, I think, at least as far as I understand, agreed that this falls within our scope to actually define the realm in which we are going to be moving. And I think it's would be faulty on us anyway to now seek a nod from the Department of Commerce and from the board. And Larry Strickling has clearly indicated to us during the phone call anyway that it is within our scope anyway to provide those definitions and to... which is part of our scope in any event. So I strongly suggest that we don't. And as Michael and Peter actually mentioned, we've certainly done our public consultation, and if they had some comments, they could have certainly submitted their own.
Lynn?
Yes, I do agree with Peter, Michael, and Kim, but this brings up a thought that... as a step, and as we progress our work, probably before we get to the very final report, I mean, it's customary, at least when you're a consultant, to go back to your client with your preliminary findings to make sure that, you know, you've met their expectations and that there's not something that you've misunderstood or you've left out or something of that nature. Now, you might consider it a courtesy, but I don't know that we've really planned that. And it can be done a number of ways. It could be done as a briefing, for instance. But I do think there's...
Welcome to the ICANN Conference Center, powered by Adigo Conferencing.
But I do think that there's probably, you know, it would be good for us to plan to do that. Yeah. But before we get to the very end.
So, Kim, I see, just on a point of information, one of the outreach meetings we were trying to set up this week was with the board, and very sensibly they came back and said, you know, have you anything specific, you know, to say to us at this stage? And I felt that, you know, taking... an executive decision, perhaps, that the best time to meet with them would be in Dakar, where we, I hope, will have at least an indication of our preliminary findings, and that we could use that meeting at that point to take them through that. But I hear what you say about the other signatory of the AOC as well, Kim.
This is just a very preliminary reaction to Lynn's comments, and I think, you know, the comparison to us, to compare us to consultants, is not necessarily the best approach, considering that consultants actually leave a contract or actually take on a contract with particular deliverables and a scope, and we didn't get either. We had to... We had to develop it all ourselves.
Yeah, we didn't have a statement of work.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think that, I mean, I do actually agree, for example, what Emily said, that, and I think follows your comment, that we should debrief the board.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
And tell them...
Please leave a message after the beep.
And I don't know if now my voice is going to be on their voicemail. and then, you know, tell them what actually our overall... I suppose findings have been, but I don't think we should ask them for advice or for, you know, do you think this is necessarily the right approach? It's just a matter of, you know, here, this is FYI, and then we go from there.
Since James was on the previous review, was it AR, I forget the acronym, yeah, did you guys have a similar step, or did you make that kind of a step in your work?
I don't know if you can draw direct comparisons anymore. I mean, earlier in the process, it was earlier in the process, it seemed to be clearer what paths we were going down and how that mirrored what the ATRT went through as well in their bootstrapping process. But I don't think we diverged a long time ago from that.
Okay, I think that. Bill, no offense, but I think we're going to take out the suggestion, but take up the thought by saying we would like to debrief the board and probably the DOC prior to issuing our preliminary findings or at that point. Yeah.
I take no offense at having it left out. It was clearly a consensus view in the other direction. So.
Okay. Can we... I think that we're ready for our coffee now. And perhaps we could ask... So why don't we come back in 15, 20 minutes? And Alice, would you mind just sort of taking across some of the definitions and populating the next section, and then we'll work through that. Okay? Thank you.